Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the company, I'd like to welcome all of you to our 2018 annual results presentation. This presentation will be conducted in Mandarin with simultaneous interpretation. The Q&A session afterwards will be hosted by a moderator and provided with consecutive interpretation. Please be reminded to switch off your mobile phones or set it to the vibration mode during the presentation. May I introduce our management on the stage? Mr. Ke Ruiwen, President and COO. Mr. Liu Guiqing, Executive Vice President. Madam Zhu Min, Executive Vice President and CFO. And Mr. Wang Guoquan, Executive Vice President. Thank you for joining us today and hope you will find this presentation helpful. Now, let's welcome Mr. Ke to walk us through the company's performance in 2018. Good afternoon. It's my pleasure to meet you all and introduce the company's performance. This presentation has two sessions. First, I will go through the company's overall performance and business review. Then Madam Zhu Min will walk you through the financials. Thanks to effective execution of clear strategy, the company achieved a solid results in 2018, which can be summarized into five key highlights. Revenue growth surpassed industry. Subs additions reached new high. Two, strong free cash flow and dividend increase to reward shareholders. Three, ecosphere's mutual development drove growth. Innovative convergence achieved prominent results. Four, network quality steadily enhanced. Investment focuses on sustainable development. And five, to promote high-quality development and drive 5G in proactive yet pragmatic manner. In 2018, operating revenue amounted to RMB 377 billion, up 3% YOY. In particular, service revenue increased by 5.9% YOY, while free cash flow skyrocketed by 209% YOY. The company reached new milestones in 2018 with a historical high and industry's number one mobile subs net add of over 53 million and a six-year high broadband subs net add of over 12 million. Such rapid subs expansion was the bedrock of the solid results in the year. Service revenue grew by 5.9%, higher than industry average, and such growth further increases to 7.2%, stripping the IFRS 15 impact. Meanwhile, net profit for the year grew by 13.9%. We continued to extend convergence, resulting in increasing subscale. E-Surfing HD subs surpassed the 100 million mark with a penetration of 72.3%, whereas triple play penetration further increased 13 PP to 65%, and broadband blended ARPU was RMB 49. Our business convergence strategy is conducive to increased and leading subs value. Meanwhile, our best pay red packet and Orange installment payment service drove our mobile subs new add by around 20%, fueling our total mobile subs to surpass the 300 million mark. Going forward, the company will continue to promote integration and mutual development of the five ecospheres to solidify competitive edge. In 2018, the intelligent connections ecosphere accounted for 2.6 PP of service revenue growth, of which handset internet access revenue grew 22% YOY, lifting service revenue growth by 6.1 PP. The company's step-up transformation continued to deliver notable results as intelligent applications ecospheres become a key driver for service revenue growth with 22% YOY revenue growth, a 3 PP addition to incremental service revenue, and by taking 17% share of total service revenue. In 2018, scales of mobile and broadband businesses were effectively driven by the promotion of convergence and large data traffic packages. Mobile service revenue growth topped industry by 9.1% YoY, while our 44% market share of mobile subs network was also industry leading. Our broadband business, the subscale, maintained healthy growth while keeping a leading subs quality, as share of high bandwidth subs and average access bandwidth both registered notable YoY growth. In 2018, we proactively responded to the fierce competition in the broadband market by leveraging household broadband to tap the potential of family ICT market. We guided household customer demand, launched products for different user scenarios, fully leveraged the potential of our maintenance teams to strengthen our competitive edge. Smart Family Business delivered remarkable development with revenue increased 15% YoY. In particular, e-serving HD revenue and smart home networking revenues increased 10% and 82% YoY respectively, powering the overall revenue growth. The ICT ecosphere maintained rapid growth, with revenue growing by 21% YoY, in which cloud business revenue soared 86% YoY. In 2018, our cloud business market share ranked within top 3 in PRC. The company actively launched new products and continuously improved network service quality to satisfy customers' localized demand. IoT revenue in 2018 climbed remarkably by 125% in 2018, while number of connected devices also skyrocketed by 141%. The company will continue to improve the IoT operation system, place emphasis on key industries, and expand ecological cooperation in order to gather forces for future development. Internet finance expanded substantially in 2018. Revenue increased by 33% YoY. Aggregate GMV of personal accounts amounted to nearly RMB 330 billion, up 87% YoY, and GMV was also over RMB 1.6 trillion. Number of active merchants more than doubled. The company launched one for all receipt and payment solutions for merchants, while the integration and mutual development between Best Pay, Orange Installment, and Fundamental Business stimulated user activity. Forging a high-quality network is the key for us to increase competitive edge, expand business, and win customer recognition. In 2018, the company continued to advance network intelligentization, resulting in notably enhanced network powers and quality. For mobile, our 4G BTS reached 1.38 million, powerfully supporting the development of large data traffic package subs and VoLTE pre-commercialization. As a result, we won number one rating in industry in terms of user satisfaction on handset internet access and mobile voice services. For fiber, 180 cities are GBPS ready, while IP metropolitan and backbone network bandwidths maintain industry leadership. Our wireline broadband internet access also won number one rating in industry. We kept improving IoT capability with MBIoT network featuring full speed range formed, enabled provision of differentiated services. In 2018, the company adopted SDN, NFV, and other new technologies, sped up network reconstitution, launched with meaningful scale smart on-demand network for enterprise customers and SDN gateway for households, enabling service activation within minutes. We built VoLTE VIMS core network with software and hardware decoupled, expedited cloudification and virtualization to be more competitive in cloud market via differentiation, and laid foundation for 5G network cloudification. The company continued to strengthen differentiation edge of IDC and cloud in terms of resource deployment, product services, R&D, and operation to prepare for cloud network integration in future. In 2018, our cloud resource framework leapfrogged with the completion of 80 cloud resource pools in 31 provinces, and we became the cloud service operator with the most nodes, and we have 550 IDC sites, the largest scale in Asia Pacific. Regarding product and services, with leading competence in providing secure clouds and dedicated clouds, as well as localized services, the company is capable of offering one-stop cloud solution to customers. Regarding R&D operation, our dedicated cloud R&D team, as well as the IaaS and PaaS core technologies that we master, enable us to offer mature product series and maintain sustainable operation with high reliability. We are actively building a SaaS cloud ecosystem that is open, pro-sharing, able to nourish applications, and collaboration oriented. We'll promote cloudification in infrastructure, product and service capabilities, as well as operation system, and let cloud network integration lead the development of the ICT, IoT, internet dedicated line, and networking dedicated line in a bid to strengthen our competitive edge and market position. We'll build our network surrounding IDC and cloud, continue to improve national cloud resource structure and backbone network coverage, keep improving network structure for cloud-led network. Our high-quality dedicated network for enterprise customers are connected to all cloud resource pools with industry's lowest latency. We also built new generation cloud network operation system to enable flexible and adjustable resource and end-to-end observability to achieve one-click acceptance and quick activation of cloud network services. In view of the new opportunities from the deep convergence between 5G and cloud network integration, we are actively promoting cloudification to solidify our differentiation edge and tap into the new markets in vertical industry application, IoT cloud, and cloud network businesses. To prepare for the 5G era, we have been proactively accumulating capabilities in technology, clientele, network, spectrum, and other areas, and extensively engaging in 5G standard formulation. We made notable progress in 5G research and trial in 2018. We published the industry's first 5G technology white paper, pioneered in operating 5G SA on equipment by different vendors, among other important contributions made to 5G development. In 2018, we built 1,000 BTS in 17 cities to conduct trials in technology and applications, while also explore different business models proactively so as to seize the imminent 5G opportunities. In 2019, the 5G CapEx is budgeted at RMB 9 billion. We consider SA as our direction and goal, and we'll promote industry chain maturity, and we'll conduct NSA and SA scale trials concurrently in early stage. We'll adjust our investment plans, expand trial scale promptly subject to tech maturity, licensing, competition landscape, and trial results, and we'll communicate with the market in a timely manner. We'll also proactively explore 5G co-building and co-sharing to reduce construction and maintenance costs. We'll promote researchers in 5G key technologies, actively participate in international standard formulation, and promote development of end-to-end industry chain. The company will strengthen collaboration with industry chain as always, so as to enrich applications and promote 5G development. As a proactive response to shareholders' requests for cash returns with short-term funding needs taken into account, the Board of Directors recommends an increase of the dividend per share to HK$0.125 to increase shareholders' returns. Going forward, the company will seize the 5G opportunity and will strive to enhance profitability for good returns to shareholders with due regard to various factors. In 2008, we promoted reform and innovation and full throttle to inject new vitality and energy for high-quality development in order to gain advantage in an ever-changing business environment. For capability, we modified our R&D function to strengthen R&D power in 5G, network AI, and other key pioneering technologies. We enhanced incentive program to our R&D staff. We formed capability development centers for smart family, IoT, cloud, DICT, and internet finance businesses as part of a highly effective system, with headquarters responsible for overall coordination, the aforementioned capability development centers for ecological endowment, and frontline units for market development. For vitality, we further boosted productivity of frontline staff by improving the top-down service support and professional operation systems, and nearly 60,000 subdivided performance units were established, basically covering the entire front line. Our capital operation also achieved breakthrough in which best pay carried out mixed ownership reform. In 2019, we will continue to make new rooms of growth and construct the value management system by convergence for scale expansion, integration for application development, and intelligentization for efficiency enhancement, so as to achieve breakthroughs in network service, product, customer development channels, and revenues, which are key elements of our high-quality development. We will implement speed upgrade and tariff reduction policy and encourage information consumption, continue control costs, and improve efficiency. We will strive to maintain business scale expansion and achieve healthy growth of revenue and profits. Next, Madam Zhu Min will have the floor for the financials. Thank you, Mr. Ke. Ladies and gentlemen, I will now go through the financial performance in 2018. This table shows the key financial figures in 2018 and their respective changes, with details to follow. We continued to strengthen cost control and allocate resources with high efficiency, resulting in a further optimized cost structure and more efficient resource utilization. In 2018, OPEX growth was lower than that of operating revenue, accounting for 92.4% of operating revenue, down 0.2 PPY. In particular, D&A decreased 0.5 PPY, share of network op expense increased 2.4 PPY as the company further enhanced network capability and quality to strengthen edge in our network and services to support scale development of business, laying foundation for sustainable long-term development. Share of personnel cost up 0.5 PPY, mainly due to higher intensives for frontline staff, emerging business talents, and technical experts. Share of SG&A expense dropped 0.2 PPY, mainly due to adoption of new revenue accounting standard and optimizing sales mode. We continue to optimize investment structure and focus on uplifting network quality and user experience with precise targeting and strictly controlled investment scale. CapEx in 2018 was RMB 74.9 billion, down 15.5% YOY. The theme of investment in 2019 is high quality development by targeted capacity expansion and forging high quality and efficient network. CapEx budget is RMB 69 billion, down 7.9% YOY, whereas including 5G, the budget becomes RMB 78 billion. With increasing 4G penetration and fiber coverage, the relevant investment will continue to diminish. 4G and fiber capex falls by RMB 8 billion from 2018. Meanwhile, we will increase investment on emerging businesses appropriately in order to nurture new growth drivers, with capex on information and application services increases by RMB 1.8 billion. In 2018, our efficiently centralized capital management effectively reduced interest-bearing debt as at the end of 2018, total debt down by 8.3% to RMB 96 billion. Total debt to total capitalization was was 2.5 pp lower than end 2017. Net debt to EBITDA was 0.69 times, down 0.11 times YoY. Capital structure remained healthy to support sustainable development. In 2018, thanks to the solid operating performance and declined capex, free cash flow increased more than doubled YoY. The reduction of interest-bearing debt led to decreased net finance costs by 17.7%. Improving financial offers a solid funding foundation for future development. This concludes our presentation of today. Thank you.